What's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We're back again for another episode of Simple Man Talks. I am your host, Blaine, and this is episode 8. Yes, we're almost to 10 episodes up in this piece. So, like I've said before, if you are not doing it by now, go follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Probably Political. You can also go follow us at Anchor and give us some funds of any sorts or support us in any way, shape, or form that you want. By donating at Anchor at Probably Political, and we can put that towards things like merch, equipment, and so forth. So, telling today's episode, I've been having a little bit of a hunch lately, because I've been seeing a lot of things on the interwebs talking about calling out people for being racist for the most simplest things, and we're going to talk a little bit about what the Black Lives Matter movement has actually turned into. Joining me on today's episode will be three people from the probably political organization, so to speak. Our first segment, we're going to have one Miss Kayla Thompson and Miss Sarah Razi from Politically Razi, and what's that one show? Yeah, that one, Kicking It Back with Kayla. And we actually have a new guy, but we'll introduce him in the second segment. So, let me go ahead and bring up one Sarah Razi and Kayla Thompson. How are you two guys doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good.
I'm really disappointed with the pun.
What pun?
You brought us up because you literally moved the speaker up.
Yeah.
My ears.
Something like that. Hey,
I'm disappointed in you.
But it's what else would you expect from me, right?
A lesbian setup.
Yeah.
But that's why they can go support us at Anchor, so I can get a less ghetto setup.
Oh yeah, please.
Nice plug. Like, nice plug.
Right now, we need some money, man.
Oh,
I appreciated that plug.
You're welcome. So, guys, before we get into today's topic, I wanted to take a couple of hot takes from y'all, pretty much just to warm everybody up and getting into the episode. It's kind of something I like to do on here. So, I don't know about y'all, but my hot take of the day is I've been noticing a lot of relationship tweets, especially on Facebook, too. So, what is y'all's hot take on relationships at this juncture?
Just at me, why don't you, Blaine?
I'm not adding you in any way, shape, or form.
Uh-huh. Well, sure.
Okay, I'll go. So, like, you know, I always want people to be happy. So, you know, if you really love someone, you go for it, and you make them happy no matter what. But you must always remember to remain loyal and honest with them. And communication is the key to a healthy relationship.
Well said, Sarah.
Yeah, bet.
All right, Kayla.
Okay.
Yikes.
I take so much offense to all of you right now.
let the record show to the audience that I will be in bed at like 12:30 at night, and our group chat will go off, and I'm not going to say which one of these women it is, but one of them will
You're
be like...
Give
me attention.
I feel like it's both Kayla and Sarah.
Here's the thing. I was having a political identity crisis, so I needed someone to support me.
I don't know. My relationship hot take is, hey, if you find someone better, it's okay. Just break up with your girlfriend. For real.
That's a very good piece of advice, Kayla.
Shut up.
All right, so what are y'all's hot takes for the week?
Hot takes for the week?
Yeah, it's like so far. I mean, I know it's, well, technically it's Tuesday, but it's going to be Wednesday. But what has repeatedly been popping up in y'all's lives? So for me, the relationship thing was something that kept popping up on my feed, and I chose to take a hot take on that. So, like, what's something that's kept on popping up in y'all's area of the world that y'all want a hot take on?
Oh, definitely what's going on with China and India and the whole border dispute. All like, right. They're both nuclear, like, weapon countries. So So honestly, it's going to get a little intense if they keep on disputing. And I feel like the United States is going to get involved too. That's my hot take on foreign policy as of right now.
Elaborate on that a little bit more, Sarah.
I'm sorry, what?
Elaborate on it a little bit more. Like, what's, like, explain the situation for those who don't know what's going on.
Okay, yeah. So what's happening is that China basically invaded some part of India, like, which is up north by Kashmir. Kashmir is this, like, disputed land territory between Pakistan, India, and China. So basically China invaded the Indian part of Kashmir. And so India shows up. They're like, hey, what the hell are you doing over here? And there, it's basically like a battle between land
and resources.
So what's going on is that they're not agreeing. Like, China doesn't want to leave. They marked their territory. India wants them to get the fuck out of the way. And yeah, it's going to get a little intense.
Hmm. Actually, I didn't even know that was happening. Shows you the rock that I live under.
All right, Patrick. Damn it, you stole my line.
What?
What? You stole my line. Oh, I had to. I had to. You know, great minds think alike. Obviously.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure if the United States would get involved at this juncture with everything going on here.
Honestly, they might. Because, like, think about it. They have, like, access to nuclear weapons. If one sets off the other, like, if one country triggers the other, we might be facing World War III, that's what people are saying. I honestly doubt it because there's so many codes to international law that you can't pass through. And yeah, like, honestly, I do think that President Trump will try to mediate between, like, the entire crisis, as he did with Kashmir, which happened a year ago. Kashmir is, like, this entire genocidal event that India declared on the Indian-administered part of Kashmir against Muslims for following their religion. It's a whole different story.
Hmm.
But yeah, like, Trump tried to mediate on that process. India basically told him to mind his own business. So I do think Trump is going to try to mediate on what's happening between India and China.
Kayla, what's your take on that?
On what?
Sorry.
Blame on my shit.
What is your take on the whole India crisis?
I don't normally comment on foreign policy simply because I just think that we should, like, the U.S. in itself should kind of butt out of other people's things. I'm a borderline isolationist, so...
Me too, but I'm just telling you what Trump might do. Because he did it before with India and Pakistan. He might do it again.
Hmm. All right, Kayla, you're the last
I'm very interventionalist.
Kayla, you're the last one today to give a hot take. So what's a hot take that's been going on with you lately?
Okay. What's really been annoying me is people that are like, oh, I like the Second Amendment, but, and I'm like, there is no but. Dissolve the NPT.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen,
I love the Second Amendment. I love the right to bear arms. But when people such as Democrats and your freaking libs, the liberals, they're like, no, we should get rid of that. We're going to take your AR-15. What the hell are you doing? You're taking, like, someone's rights away.
So, Kayla, why don't you elaborate on your statement a little bit more about the situation?
Well, okay, so people are freaking out because this couple defended their home with weapons, and weapons when protesters tried to raid, like, the mayor's house or something along those lines. And everyone started freaking out on them. And yes, while I think that they should have kept their muzzle to the ground and, like, just play trigger discipline, sure, they have a right to do that. They don't, people are, like, freaking out because they had weapons trying to defend their home. And I'm like, it's private property. You have a right to defend yourself and your belongings.
Right.
You know, I do the same thing, too. If someone tries to trespass my own personal property, I would defend myself with weapons as well. Like, what the hell are you doing? It's my right, isn't it?
The burnt pizza that you made 5 minutes before?
Damn, you're gonna add her like that?
It's okay.
We at
everybody on this show, okay?
Wait, what?
Don't worry about it, Sarah. We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about
it
later.
Don't worry about it. Fine.
So yeah, I definitely agree that you know, people in America should be able to practice their Second Amendment right. and defend themselves, whether it be on their own property or whether it be concealed carry, open carry, you know, any of those things. I feel like that right should be able to be exercised freely, you know, within the laws and limits that are put in place for it. But nevertheless, you should have the right to own a gun. I mean, out where I live, owning a gun is pretty much just part of your lifestyle. You know, whether you're growing up hunting, you know, it's used as, out here, you know, it's used as a tool in a sense. You know, we use it for hunting. If you, you know, got to protect yourself, you know, you can make a whole list of it. But the point being is I've seen what you're talking about, Kayla, how, you know, there's a lot of people making a big fuss about this couple that were pretty much protecting themselves from these protesters that were, you know, going to go raid that house.
Yeah.
Sarah, you have any more takes on that one?
Honestly, I agree. That's it.
I agree. Done.
Okay.
All right. So,
yeah.
What we're going to get into today is, well, what I'm going to get into with y'all today anyways is, I want to discuss with y'all what y'all think the Black Lives Matter movement has actually turned into. You know, I mean, ironically, it's not even funded by a black guy. But and it all started with the George Floyd thing, right? And then, you know, it just kind of blew up from there. And it was just kind of a blur. You know, it went George Floyd, blur, now Seattle is being run by a SoundCloud rapper. And, yeah. So, I just wanted to hear what y'all's opinions are whenever you see, like, the hashtag Black Lives Matter. Like, what's the first thing that comes to y'all's mind when y'all see that?
Mine is, oh, God, here we go.
Okay, one at a time, guys.
Oh, sorry. I always just think, anytime I hear that thing, anytime I see that hashtag, I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Because okay. The hashtag itself has been used to display social justice and Marxist behaviors that it's not even addressing the true issue that we're having, which is police brutality.
Uh-huh.
Like, police brutality is something that affects all races. All races, all people, all the time, and it's a power trip. And I'm not saying all cops are bad, obviously. However, it's gotten to the point where Black Lives Matter, the organization, no longer represents, it no longer really represents police brutality and trying to fix issues and, like, get better treatment for Black Americans. It's more representative of Marxist, like, Marxist values and social justice values.
Right. Sarah? Keep going.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but anyways, it was just, anytime I see that hashtag, I just immediately, they're claiming something else is racist that's not racist, and I just roll my eyes every single time I see it now.
You know, and I kind of had an encounter this, actually the other day, on Facebook with, I put out a post, because I kept on seeing a bunch of the Black Lives Matter thing and talking about, oh, these cops are harassing me because of my skin color, blah, 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 blah. But they weren't providing any evidence or, like, the story of, like, what happened, and neither did they file a report with the police station down here, you know, about this action that happened. And, you know, and the way I see it, and, you know, this is just around the communities that I've been, you know, whether it be here or, you know, people I've interacted with in the towns around me, or, you know, even 30 minutes to an hour away from me, you know, everybody that I've come into contact with pretty much has the same idea that nothing is racist until you make it racist. You know, there's a difference between being bluntly racist and being racially insensitive and, like, making a joke or making a punch, but there's a time and place for that, you know? You know, I'm not condoning, you know, anybody going out there and yelling racial slurs at people. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, let's take the N-word for an example. How many rap songs do you hear the N-word used?
Almost every single one.
Exactly. And, you know, in the African American community, that's a widely used word. But mm-hmm. if you talk to an older generation of African American people, they don't like that word regardless, and they don't even know why the newer generation is using that word, you know? So that's just one of those things to where you have to sit and look back and be like, okay, so analyze the facts, so to speak. So, okay, so this cop said or did this because X, Y, Z, you know, before even skin color should be thrown into the mix, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, and that, and I think that's where the Black Lives Matter kind of blurs that line, because, you know, hell, you even have, you even have white people out there kneeling to black people, you know, and apologizing for things that happened back in the Civil War, which to me makes absolute zero sense. But, because the way I see it, you know, if you want something to change in the current, you can't keep going back to the past and bringing up the past. It's kind of like that psycho ex-girlfriend that keeps on bringing up the past to make you feel bad so you can go buy her that ring so she'll shut up.
Yeah, so I definitely know what it's like to have a psycho ex-girlfriend.
I actually do. Anyways, we're not going to talk about that today. Maybe next week. But nevertheless, that's just my view on it. You know, I think that skin color should be the literally the last thing that should be brought into, you know, the whole situation. Because like Kayla said, the whole Black Lives Matter thing was started because of police brutality. You know, there's a lot of other factors that have been, you know, put into this whole movement besides police brutality at this point. So Sarah, I mean, do you have anything to add?
Oh, I have so much to say. So, honestly, when I first see, from the beginning of like, all the protests and George Floyd's death, all I thought about was police brutality. And I made a video on this. I made two videos on this because I felt so strongly about the issue.
Which you can find at YouTube at Probably Political.
Back then, I was a hardcore leftist. Like, I was pro-freaking Bernie 2020. And now, like, looking at the behavior of so many leftists being so angry about the two-party system over this, it just makes me feel like, oh, hey, my morals, like, just don't fit in with the leftists anymore. Because there's so many leftist organizations that are saying, oh, hey, black people deserve the same rights as white people. Yes, I agree with that. But the way you come about it is not right. Because you're making officers kneel. You're making white officers kneel only because they are white. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And, like, people believe that, okay, we'll make a change if we like tear down statues or burn flags. You're not making a change by that. Instead, you're causing more anger. You're causing more hatred. There's less unity. At this point, it's not even about equality. It's the competition between race.
Right.
And like, this entire thing just changed my whole entire political ideology to the point where I'm like, I can't be part of the leftists anymore because they stand for something. They stand for violence, which is what I just cannot condone to.
Right. You know, it's funny you mentioned, you know, how you were a big Bernie fan. Or not fan, supporter. Sorry. I don't know why I use the word fan. But some of my
whatever Bernie bro.
Whatever Bernie bro. Bernie boomer.
Bernie bro.
But feel the burn. Anywho.
Oh, God. Ew.
You're on my show now. I can do whatever. I can do whatever dad jokes I want and not get chastised for it.
No, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
No wonder my dad loves your show.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sarah's dad. I know he loves listening to my show. And, yeah.
Hi, Dad.
I appreciate the support, man. Keep on supporting. I have to send you, like, a hand-painted T-shirt or something because, you know, anchor's kind of low at the moment. But no, going back to what I was saying, it was funny you said that about Bernie Sanders, because most of my friends that go to Texas State are, you know, left-wing people, but usually can have a sensible and level-headed conversation with me. And I asked them, I said, you know, I understand you're leftist, but what's your stance on the current Democratic Party? And honestly, a lot of them blamed AOC for them not liking the Democratic Party anymore.
They blamed AOC for not liking the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I mean, do you hear her talk?
I do.
She's a walking sound bit. I mean, I thought Donald Trump was a walking sound bit, but good Lord. even AOC's Twitter feed is just ridiculous. And
oh no, I agree, because I like her policies. Her policies are good, and I still agree with some leftist policies, which is a whole new story. But the thing is, the way she comes about it, the way she like presents herself, is not accurate. It's immature, and I don't blame your friends for not liking the Democratic Party over it, because she's very immature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just fact. Because the way I see it, I'm like, wow, I wouldn't act like this if I were in Congress.
Right.
And I do understand the way Trump acts. Like, all right, I guess this is his personality or his way to like connect the media. Because think about it, policy is just like a whole brand new TV reality show.
Right.
But I'm like, if you want to represent a party, if you want to represent a movement that needs to keep growing, you cannot be immature. You have to be solid. You have to be consistent. You cannot slack off and be immature.
So with that being said, if you were to sit there and tell the people of the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, or how would you tell them to try and make things better, you know, or go about getting their word across better? I mean, obviously not tearing down monuments and burning buildings.
I'm sorry, what happened?
I said, you know, if you were to sit there and tell the people of the Black Lives Matter that, you know, that are trying to endorse the Black Lives Matter movement and get that word across, you know, what would you tell them? You know, what would you tell them to do to try and get their word across better?
Keep protesting, because the protests are working. They are getting people's attention. Like, they're getting everyone's attention.
But is it good attention,
though? Keep fighting for what you believe in.
No, that's
it. I agree to an extent.
Let's just clarify that we're all about peaceful protest here.
Yeah. Oh, yes, we are. 100%.
Violent protest is no bueno.
My thing is they would need to do more legislative action. So they need to, like, go and petition Congress for different things that they want to do. And also, don't have your freaking donations go to Act Blue. Oh, my God. For real. Why? That is so stupid, because, you know, Kayla, you could elaborate on that. Okay, so like, but if you're actually going to have donations, because a lot of people are taking donations to like help pay for like everything with the protest, whatever, cool, I guess. And all of a sudden that like half of it was being used, like not even half of it, like 90% of it was being used for like some unknown thing in Act Blue. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is, like, low-key illegal. People should have the right to know where their money is going to, no matter, like, what time of day it is. People should have that right. And the thing is, they're taking that money, they're not giving them information on where it's going. I don't understand why people will donate to it. Like, are people just really uneducated, or what is it?
I think it might be a little bit of both.
Probably. Definitely.
Well, I hope that brought a little bit of light to everybody on kind of our opinions on the Black Lives Matter movement. Stick around, because coming up next, we're going to have the new guy on, and we're going to talk about are we actually being racist with having an opinion?
The new guy. He deserves his name to be recognized.
Well, the new guy will be recognized in the next segment if y'all decide to stick around.
Da-da-da-da. I'll be around.
That's a yes, guys. So coming up next, we're going to have one Kayla Thompson, one Sarah Rossi, and then, of course, the new guy.
The new guy.
Yes. I had to say that like Batman, like, okay, the new guy. So, Kayla, you want to take us out to the break?
Yeah. What am I saying?
Take us out to the break.
I don't know what to do, boy.
You should probably tell people to stay and listen, because segment two is coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I'll do it for you.
That's my outro. Go with it.
Hi, I'm Kayla Thompson, and you should stick around for segment two of Simple Man Talks. That and so much more coming up next.
No!
Welcome back, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors, for second two of the day. Joining us back is one Kayla Thompson. Sound off.
What?
Sarah Rossi. Oh, geez, Louise, blow my eardrums out. And the new guy, give it up for Brandon Kaiser.
Howdy.
Howdy. So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm more excited than he is.
Yeah, I know. We're all just like, yeah, Brandon. He's like, howdy.
It's going to be really, really close to Mike.
Yeah. So, Brandon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a Texas college student studying political science, active in politics at a low level. And
what college do you go to?
I go to James Houston State University.
Ugh.
Named after the founder and father of Texas, first president and sixth president of the Republic of Texas, governor of Texas, senator from Texas, and did a couple things in Tennessee, Sam Houston.
My ex was a real big fan of Sam Houston.
The person or the college?
Oh, the college.
Hey.
It's okay. It's okay. She's irrelevant now. So, what were...
What was that?
Oh, called out.
That took so much strength for me to try to keep a straight face when I said that. So, what we're going to be getting into today, guys, is I got into a little bit of a Facebook squabble the other day. Because, Brandon, you may not know this, but I love stirring the pot. And so for instance, Brandon, I like to do things like I like to at Kayla for a lot of things, like her for her attention deficiency and her unhealthy addiction to unsweet tea.
Unsweet.
Yeah, unsweet tea.
I have a photograph on my phone of her chugging a whole jug of unsweet tea.
I'm sorry.
You took a picture.
I am offended on behalf of all Texans everywhere. And actually, I think we need to take a moment to motion to expel her from Texas.
But we have to give her a slight break because she is from Jersey. And she doesn't know any better.
Yeah, but I'm from South Bend, Indiana, and I know better.
Well, that's Indiana. We're talking about Jersey here.
I'm sorry. I don't like my tea to come with a side of diabetes.
Look, if your teeth ain't hurting when you drink it, it's not sweet tea.
If you don't immediately go to the verge of a blood sugar coma, are you rinsing good sweet tea?
That's pretty fair.
I hate you guys.
Anyways, so that's why I like to stir the pot about. So, I'm gonna. So, what happened this past? I want to say Sunday, maybe. I kept on seeing. I mentioned this in the first segment. I kept on seeing posts about, police being biased towards people because of their skin color or their race, but them not really explaining the story nor providing any evidence that the officer was actually being. Indirect or being, how you say, harassing them because of their skin color nor race. So I made a post talking about systematic racism, talking about how nothing is actually racist until you make it racist. And I tried to have an open discussion about it on Facebook, and surprisingly, for as many people as like to post these things on my Facebook feed, only two people actually commented on it. You know how that usually goes. A lot of people don't really like to talk when it comes time to talk, you know? So, I kind of did the Steven Crowder spin on it to where I said, change my mind just to get people to comment on it. And I both got articles from both Vox and I forgot what the other one was, but they were both left-wing news sources. And, I've noticed a lot that, and this is just me speaking because, the African-American community where I live can be different from somewhere else, which, that is the truth. Each community is different in their own way. But what I'm getting at here is I don't think that a lot of African-Americans in the African-American community around are wanting to be very racist about anything. You know, like, and there are those police officers that go out of their way to make things racist or about race because there are those that discriminate. And, you know, it is, like Kayla said in the first segment, it's a power trip. But I just don't believe that there's a lot of people out there that will go out of their way to make it racist. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I just want to kind of get y'all's guys' takes on, you know, y'all's, I mean, I know everybody has their own separate opinion away from mine, but, Brandon, I want to start with you. So what do you think that, what do you think people should be aware of on social media when they're, you know, posting an opinion? You know, do you think that they should be able to just say whatever they want or say whatever they want within reason, or, you know, what do you think that they should do?
On, like, where the line is for sure and stuff?
Let's say that again.
On, like, so kind of you're asking, like, where I think the line is for sure and stuff, like, what people...
Yeah.
So, I'd have to go with, like, a very... Again, this is just kind of, like, a blanket answer, but, like, I think people should be free to, not necessarily that I advise them to, but free to share whatever they want as long as it does not threaten violence against any person or group.
Right.
So basically kind of what they, the right under the First Amendment, they should have the ability to exercise that right. They can't go in there and say, hey, this person needs to, you know, I'm saying, like, I'm going to kill this person. Obviously, that's a threat. That's not kind of like First Amendment.
Right.
But up until that point, they have the right to do that. And that's not just my opinion. That's what the Constitution says. That's what the Supreme Court has upheld. What I advise people to do is, like, my own personal, like, kind of like, my own personal.
Your personal spin?
What I go with when I do stuff is, if I put something out, it's either going to be backed by fact, or it's going to be something that, like, I truly believe in, and it's a hill I'm going to die on.
Right.
And on top of that, most of those beliefs that I have, I don't think are going to be anything too controversial. I'm not going to... I don't go out of my way to antagonize people.
Right. And which nobody should really go out of their way to antagonize anybody anyways. You know, everything should be able to be a civil discussion.
Exactly. And so that's, like, I think there's some people, certain elements out there who post stuff just because they know it'll get a rise or it'll cause a big debate, and I don't think that's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not, you're not actually, like, you're not trying to solve anything. You're not really, like, standing for anything. All you're trying to do is cause a fight.
Right.
Do you have a right to do so? Sure. Is it right for you to do so? No.
Yeah. And then that kind of falls into the category of, like, what's morally right and wrong. Kayla, I wonder what's your take on that? You know, how do you feel about, you know, people on a conservative side of things being, you know, shot down on social media for having their opinions?
I think that a lot of the conservatives are being censored on social media, and that they're having a lot of problems. But I don't think, like, they tried to create this new app called Parler. I don't think that creating a new social media is going to work. Obviously, I don't like the idea of giving so much power to these social media companies who are, like, endorsing leftists and endorsing, like, Antifa and everything like that. However, it's easy. We should be standing up and fighting back on these social media platforms. We should not be just, like, boycotting them and trying to cancel culture them, because that's what the left does, and we're not the left.
Cancel. When you said cancel culture, I thought of the conversation from the other day that y'all were having. But yeah, no, I totally agree. Sarah, do you
I agree with her as well.
What?
I said, which one was that? I forget.
Oh, they were.
Oh, you were saying cancel all men.
Oh, yeah. It was actually abolish all men. I disagreed with that.
I keyed the term abolish women who waste my time.
Yeah, because we began abolish the men. You put in your own person, and then I'm like, we're not abolishing all men.
See, Brandon, we're innovators around here.
All right. So, do y'all want my opinion on this?
Yes, Sarah, please continue. I'm sorry. We got carried away.
It's okay. All right. So, I agree with both Brandon and Kayla because here's the thing. Yes, people have the right to, like, exercise their voice, but, like, it's not right for you to go ahead and hate on other people. That would just cause more division between the left and the right. And that's what the two-party system probably just wants us to do. But I have a feeling, like, actually, no. The thing about the leftists is that they're just really angry at the entire two-party system and feel, okay, it's a right to act out and burn flags and take down statues. And you should not do that because, A, it's immorally wrong, and B, you're not looking back on our history. The fact that our ancestors and our founding fathers fought their lives to make America. You are disregarding the fact that millions of our soldiers are fighting to protect our freedom and our national security. So you're disregarding the fact that people are putting their lives on the line just to make sure we have a free country.
Right.
And that's my entire thing about the violence, like burning flags. Like, I was disgusted. But that's when my conservative side sort of came out. But the problem is that, yes, people have the right to, like, exercise, like, their voice, but only to an extent, because you can definitely hurt and damage other people. And also, with the social media platforms, going on Parler is not going to fix things. What you should do is that you should stand your ground and fight back to the leftists.
Right. You know, and something that kind of frustrates me a lot is I'll see somebody post something like I did the other day, and
yeah. There
will be somebody that will go in there and be like, you're wrong, you're a racist, but there's nothing, there's no like, well, why do you think it, like what do you think, or like, why do you think that is what it is, or like, what makes you think that? You know, there's no question, there's no civil conversation anymore. It's you're this, you're that. It's automatic assumption. Like, I own a Confederate flag. Am I racist? No, not at all.
You're not.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the backup. I appreciate it. That's proof.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, boomer. Look, out of all people to sit here and call somebody a boomer, Miss Unsweet Tea Drinking Boomer Internet Phone Service Having Jersey person, I don't think you should be calling me.
I am the youngest person with boomer internet. I am the youngest person on the podcast.
And?
You're still an adult.
You said you have
You're
boomer
still
joints.
An adult.
Well, anyways, nevertheless, anybody, I'm going to go around the table here and take closing statements because we're nearing that mark of the show where we've been at this for a good while. And it's going to be a little lengthy, but that's not going to hurt anything. It's more content, right? So I want to go around the table and get everybody's take on, you know, how can we encourage everybody else to be civil on social media? Starting with Sarah. Let's start with you, Sarah.
Oh, God damn it. All right. honestly, I feel like if the conservatives started to stand their ground and stand up to the leftists and figure out a compromise, and both sides should agree that, yes, we have the right to exercise our voice, but we also must take into the fact that burning flags and tearing down statues is not going to make a difference. Like, okay, if I go around the corner and tear down a statue, what's that going to do? That's just going to cause misery. That's going to cause pain. That's going to cost a lot of money to rebuild. Mm-hmm. So what's the whole point of causing destruction? Instead, we have the right to overthrow the government. It's literally in our Constitution. Why not focus on that? Why cause mass destruction? And I feel like we should bring that up because both sides need to understand that we have the right to do so.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Brandon, any closing statements on how we can be more civil or how we can encourage anyone of any party affiliation to be more civil on social media?
I think we can make your first step would be to stop canceling people just because they have a different opinion. You know, stop just closing down an argument by saying, oh, you're a racist. Oh, and for our side on the right, stop just like being like, oh, well, you're a commie, you're a socialist. Actually encouraging debate and well thought out discussion to, even if you don't agree, at least nobody's, you know, everybody walks away happy because nobody's getting called a name unjustly.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with them.
Kayla?
So I don't think stability between the left and right is completely possible until we get rid of the institutionalized bias that we're currently facing, and also we have a lot more faith in our voting system. Because what's going on right now is that Americans are losing faith in their voting system, and they think that one party or another party is going against the grain and trying to destroy America. And so until we have more faith in our voting system and less institutionalized bias about certain political takes, it's not going to get any better civilly. Also, invest in Bitcoin.
You're not in.
No Bitcoin ads on my show.
Oh my God, I just defund the military.
Lord. All right. Well,
Crypto is the bestest.
Guys, you heard it. You heard it here first, folks. That is our hot takes for the day on are you actually being a racist online? And our first segment as well, talking about the Black Lives Matter. I'd like to thank my three guests for coming on today. Just don't forget, you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and on Anchor at Probably Political, and Twitter at Prob Political. Tweet at us, message us, go support us. We respond in a timely manner because none of us sleep and are always on the phone. Sarah, thank you.
Thanks.
Everybody that wants to go listen to Sarah's content, her show is Politically Rozzy. It's a great show. It is a phenomenal show. One of a kind. Kayla, thank you for coming on.
Howdy.
I know you've been I know you've been begging for attention all day, so I guess this is the one way you get your attention.
Hell yeah, I love it.
If you want to
follow me on Twitter.
If you want to
Oh my gosh, follow my Twitter.
Throw you
S A R A _Razzy, RAZI2349.
All right. If you'd like to go follow Kayla's content, her show is Kicking Back with Kayla. And Kayla, what's your Twitter handle?
Kayla_Thompson_.
Oh yeah, it's the Moon Pie Girl. Brandon.
I'm not the Moon Pie Girl.
Brandon, I really thank you for coming on today. I know you're the new guy and everything, but we got to break you in some way, right?
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course. If you'd like to go follow Brandon, what's your Twitter handle?
That is at BrandonKaiser16.
All right. And I understand that you're in the works of producing a show for the page as well.
Yes, sir.
Have you decided a name on it, or are you going to surprise us?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with something sweet and simple, just the Kaiser Show.
Oh, okay. Wow. Keep a lookout for that, folks.
Classy.
Oh, I know. Really classy.
Very refined.
Calm down over there, Kayla. I heard that. No comment.
Wait, I heard what?
Anyways. Thank you, everyone, again for listening to this chaotic discussion, but is very informative. We're gonna try and get another blooper reel out towards y'all this weekend as well. I know we haven't done it in a while, but somebody's been sleeping.
Okay, whatever. Fine. Great.
Yes, I just at Kayla all the time. But
I can do the bloopers.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for me today. I thank you for listening. Don't forget to go follow us. And I will catch y'all next week. See ya.